Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Skellen, and today I'll be discussing Yankee Doodle Dandy from 1942, directed by Michael Curtiz and starring James Cagney. Some essential movie details from the film's IMDb page. Many facts were changed or ignored to add to the feel of the movie. For example, the real-life George Cohan was married twice, and although his second wife's middle name was Mary, she went by her first name Agnes. In fact, the movie deviated from the truth to such a degree that Cohan's daughter, Georgette, commented, "That's the kind of life Daddy would have loved to have lived." Another detail, this marks the first time a living United States president was depicted in a sound film with Franklin D. Roosevelt. Alright, so now let's get to my thoughts on the plot. I give it a 4 out of 5. I liked it. I thought it was a great story and also love that it's based on a real guy, even though it wasn't 100% accurate. It's still a really interesting storyline. You know, the only real issues I have is, like White Christmas, it seems to me that the plot is kind of secondary to the musical set pieces. This one has a bit more of a story than White Christmas, since, like I said, it is based, pretty much based on a real guy and real events. But there are some instances where we see a set piece for the sake of seeing a set piece, and it's not necessarily helping the story move along. But that's kind of a minor nitpick. Other than that, it's a good plot. I really like it. I love seeing the progression of George from being kind of a snooty kid to then becoming, you know, a world-renowned singer. So yeah, I really like that. For acting, I give it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was excellent. I think James Cagney was great in this movie. This is the only one I've seen him in, but he was really good here. And also, I really liked Walter Huston. You know, he could be kind of melodramatic, like in Abraham Lincoln that I saw earlier this month, but he was really good here. Yeah, all around, it was a great cast. You could tell that they cared about what they were talking about, and they were really, really good dancing, singing, all of that. It was really, really excellent. Okay, so for directing, I gave that a 5 out of 5 as well. I thought it was excellent. Really, really good. Michael Curtiz, he directed this film. He's excellent at setting up scenes and directing crazy choreography, such as in this film and in White Christmas that I mentioned earlier. You know, he knew how to pick talented people and how to give great direction. I imagine it was tough working on this set because of how expertly executed everything is. You know, from what you learn about him, he was very no-nonsense, like, we gotta do this right, and he was a workaholic, you know, so it makes sense why everything looks so good in this movie. And speaking of that, for cinematography and special effects, I also gave that a 5 out of 5. I think it's some of Curtiz's best. The costumes and set pieces are amazing. The camera work was really good too, and the film editing, that was really done well. I love the montage sequences that are throughout this movie. Yeah, all around, it was a beautifully, wonderfully put together film. I'm curious as to why it was in black and white. I know in the 40s, you know, World War II and whatnot, color film was expensive, but I think this would be a really cool color movie. I think this movie would look really good in color. So yeah, but other than that, it's great, great cinematography. Okay, now for music, I also gave that a 5 out of 5. I liked it a lot. It was really well done. Now, James Cagney, he doesn't really sing. It's more of that kind of talking type of singing, but I think it works great for this movie. And then he has great backup singers. Everyone around him is singing really good, too. And, you know, if you know me, I'm a sucker for patriotic music. So I loved pretty much every song in this movie. I'm unabashedly patriotic. I love it so much. So, yeah, it was really, really good. Okay, so tallying that all up, that brings my final Letterboxd score to 4.8 out of 5. Which I'll be rounding to a 5 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I would. If you like White Christmas, Holiday Inn, and you're also very patriotic, this is the film for you. I guess if you're like me, you're the target audience for this movie, right? It was excellent. I really, really liked it. And yeah, like I said, I know the plot isn't 100% what happened with the real George Cohen. I'm now kind of curious to see what his life was like, because I guess he was this really, really famous, you know, American singer. Knew nothing about him. So I'm actually curious to see what he was like. So thanks to this movie. All right, well, those are my thoughts on Yankee Doodle Dandy from 1942. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.